Reading from chapter 32 of Jivadharma. Madhura Rasa Vichar Parakya Nayakas Omiganatimanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Nulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Ayam Bhutta Kadamayam Kadamayam Saptakam Chinagorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhani Sate Dei Paramami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we're reading from the Jivadharma, and I'm not sure everyone has been following. But we started this at the beginning. This, we've actually done 32 chapters. And normally we wouldn't start a discussion because this is quite high stuff. I'll try to explain it in context. But high stuff means that if you don't have the proper frame of reference, you'll see it through your own experience and misunderstand it. That's why it's nice to read Prabhupada's Krishna book, because it's couched within the proper philosophy so that we don't misunderstand it. So, I'll read from it right now. That it's just kind of a narrative. And the basic narrative is people have come to Krishna consciousness and we're following the life of a person and his uncle, Vrajanathan Vijay, who happened to be exceptionally advanced. What's described in a few chapters may happen to us in several lifetimes without exceptional mercy. But they're inquiring, according to their adhikari, about Krishna's loving affairs with the gopis. So it was night. Vrajanath had completed his bhajan for that day. Putting his Harinam mala aside, he fell asleep. Vijay Kumar had honored prasadam and lay on his bed, but sleep would not come for he was absorbed in thought. At first he had the idea that Golok and Gokul were different places. Now he concluded that Golok and Gokul are non-different. So this was discussed in the previous chapter, that there is a spiritual planet, and it's manifested in this world, and it's non-different. Just like a embassy may be in India, the American embassy, but it's still the U.S. government. And when I first came to India, and it was so third world, it wasn't like it was today, and I went to the American embassy, and just the water fountain, the cleanliness, and the people, it was America. It was non-different. But then he says, but how can Krishna be Upapati Paramour there? He could not comprehend this point. This is difficult to understand. Krishna dancing with the unmarried, with the married gopis. If Krishna is the supreme substance, he thought, and Shakti and Shaktiman are non-different, even if the Shakti becomes separate from Shaktiman, how can Shakti be called Purodha and Krishna be called Upapati? So he's saying, okay, what's the concept that there's God? Shaktiman means the possessor of energy, and Shakti, and it's and non-different, like the sun's, like the sun, or the rays coming from the sun. But if the gopis are the rays, if they're non-different than Krishna, then how could they be Purodha, married to someone else, to Krishna, and Krishna being called Paramour, the lover, the one who doesn't have the constitutional legal rights to that woman. At first he thought, tomorrow I will ask Srila Gurudev, the question and have my doubt removed. But then he thought it would be improper to ask Gurudev anything further about the loka. Still, it must be clear. I guess he's hesitant to ask maybe beyond his realization. Pondering this way, he finally fell asleep. While asleep, he dreamt that he was in the presence of his Gurudev. In order to vanquish his doubt, he was asking the very question that had preoccupied him before he fell asleep. So dreams can be significant. Sometimes when we're not qualified to contact transcendence in our corporal or bodily state, but that contact is required for our faith, then the transcendence can contact us in dream. And sometimes Guru can appear in dream. Now he's dreaming. Gurudev replied, Baba Vijay, Krishna is fully independent in all activities. And his unimpeded desires are not dependent on the desires of others. His eternal desires, that is, Aishwarya, should be concealed and his Madhurya should be manifested. So Krishna is independent. He's autocratic. Whatever he does is good by definition. Krishna is all good, and whatever he does is good. It's not subject to any law. But rather, if there is law, the highest law is his will. And so anyway, now Gurudev is explaining that Krishna's desire is that his Aishwarya should be concealed and that his Madhurya should be manifest, which means that to experience full love, there has to be equality. The object of your love can't be guarded by his position. So to have full love of God, God's position has to be concealed. He has to be a coward boy, where you can be his mother, where you can be his friend, where you can be his lover. Consequently, accordingly, he assigns to a Shakti an existence separate from himself. He's answering the question that he asked. So to conceal himself, his Shakti, which are the gopis, becomes separate from himself. Consequently, his Parashakti assumes the form of millions of attractive young gopis, all endeavoring to render him various services. Sri Krishna is not fully satisfied by his Shakti service, but is influenced by knowledge of his opulence. So the Shakti, the service of the energy, which is that love, is not fully satisfied when influenced by that they know he's God. You know he's God, there can't be intimacy, there can't be romance, there can't be friendship, there can't be parental love. So in the dream, the Guru is explaining this. Still, Krishna is not fully satisfied by his Shakti. Okay. Therefore, by the wonderful influence of his Yogamaya Shakti, he provides these beautiful gopis with the Abhimam, the self-conception, that they belong to separate households. So even though his Shakti is there, they're his Shakti, for the purpose of rasa and this wonderful relationship, he has his own potency cover them and give them the conception that they're married to another for the sake of the parakya ras, the intensity of that love. That is to say, through the influence of that Shakti Yogamaya, they consider themselves the wives of others, and simultaneously, Krishna assumes the relationship of their upapati, paramour. Out of greed for the parakya ras, that means conjugal love with another, Krishna transcends his atmaram dharma, his self-satisfied nature, and performs, which means he's so self-satisfied, Krishna, he doesn't have to move, he doesn't have to do anything. And he performs activities of wonderful leelas, such as ras leela with those young gopis, who implicitly believe that they are married to others. Vamsi is his priyasakhi, dear friend, in accomplishing this activity. So Vamsi is his flute, is his dear friend. His flute helps him with this. in order that Krishna taste the special features of the eternal Parakeya Bhav, the eternal Parakeya Bhav is established in Golok. For this reason, all the pastime forests of Golok and the sites of Krishna's loving play, such as Vrindavan, remain eternally present. All the Leelasthans, places of pastimes in Braja, such as the arena of the Rasa, Jamuna, and Giri Govardhan, are in Golok. And in this way, the moods of being married, Dampatyabhav, and of being faithful to one's husband, Swakiyatvab, are present there. Shuddha Swakiyatva, the pure conjugal mood, reigns splendidly in Vaikuntha. The qualities of Sukhiya and Parapikya are thus considered to be inconceivably different and non-different. So the married love, that's in Vaikuntha. Just see, this subject is so astounding. In Goloka, Parakeya Bhav is present only as Abhimana conception. So in the spiritual world, the sense that the gopis are married to others and that Krishna is their paramour, it's only an abhiman, it's only a self-conception. And it's very interesting what it explains what Gokula is, or when Krishna appears in this world, those conceptions take form. But in Golok, they remain conceptions to enhance the ras. Rasa Vaisa, it's just swimming in that ras. So it only needs the conceptions of it. In Braja, it appears like the affair with another's wife, but there is actually no adultery because the young gopis are Krishna's own shakti. So it's not actually illegal because they actually belong to Krishna. And it's only the conception that they're not is there to increase the love of everyone, not only Krishna's pleasure of love, but the love of the gopis. Krishna is united with them from the beginning of time, therefore their fundamental quality is actually perfect faithfulness to one's husband, Swakiyatva, and the quality of being married, Dampatya. So this is why it says, in Goloka, these two moods are there, because actually speaking, they're Krishna's. So it's Swakya. Krishna's relating with those that are actually his. But because the conception is they're not, that they're not, there's also Parakya. Where in Vaikuntha, there's only Swakya. There's only the sense of marry. So in Gokula or Golok, there's this extra feeling that enhances the ras. The gopis, the coward boys such as Abhimanyu, that's Radharani's husband, are special avatars of their respective conceptions in Golok. Wow, this is so interesting. Abhiman is Radharani's husband in Gokul, wait here, but he's an incarnation of the conception that exists in the spiritual world. They become husbands to nourish Krishna's Leela and to make him the leader of the last pastimes on the stage of Braja in the mood of Upapatti. So the conceptions, they become husbands of the gopis to nourish this Leela and this pastime here in Gokul. Yeah. In Goloka, which is far beyond the material world, Ras is nourished only by this conception. Within the material universes in Gokul, all the conceptions manifest their individual existences and assume bodies by Yoga Maya's influence in order to create the experience of being married and then to transgress the codes of marital conduct. All this is accomplished by the actions of Yoga Maya. When Vijay Kumar thus heard Swakya and Parakya Tattva explained by Gurudev in his dreams, his doubt was dispelled. Golok, beyond the mundane world, is factually the self-same Boma Gokul, or earthly Gokul. His conviction in this fact became steadfast. and the supremely blissful identity of Vrajaraj arose in his heart. At the same time, he felt an awakening of implicit faith in the Nitya Asta Kaliya Leela of Vraj. So now, with this realization that it's non-different, and hearing about the pastimes, and now knowing that they're not mundane, but they're only manifestations of the conceptions in Golok, and he was having doubts, is this real or mundane? Now he had full faith in Krishna's eightfold pastimes, his the gopis during the different times of the day, and that he could meditate on them. Rising early the next morning, he thought, Sri Gurudev has shown me unlimited mercy. Now I will hear from him about the components of rasa and then attain nishtha in bhajan. Vijay Kumar honored Prasad and came before his Gurudev at the prearranged time. Shedding tears of praying, he offered his pranam. Gurudev lovingly embraced him and said, Baba, Krishna has favored you with his genuine mercy. Thus I have become fortunate simply by seeing you. As he said this, the powerful influence of praying made his mind unsteady. After a short time, when Goswamiji regained external perception, Vijay Kumar offered his Shashtanga pranams at Dandavat and said, Prabhu, I do not know Krishna's mercy, I only know your mercy. Now I have given up trying to realize Golok and fully satisfied in the endeavor to attain realization of Vraja. I want to thoroughly understand the fascinating varieties of Vraja Ras. Kindly tell me, can the unmarried gopis who maintain the mood that Krishna with their husbands be called Swakya or not? And the unmarried gopis, they maintain the mood that Krishna, can they be called Swakya or not? Goswami, that's the guru. The unmarried gopis of Gokul were Swakya at that time because of their nishtha in the mood of approaching Krishna as their husband, but their intrinsic mood is Parakya. Although the Swakya mood is not natural, their Swakya relationship is perfected in that particular condition in Gokul Leela because Krishna accepted them as his wives by the Gandharva Vivaha Riti, the custom of marriage by the exchange of garlands. So anyway, this is esoteric, but he's saying that they have, was there Swakya? Did they ever get married to Krishna? But their intrinsic mood was not, because the marriage was just the exchange of garlands. So there was some kind of commitment, but it wasn't socially accepted. So they exchanged garlands. So it's kind of like Swakya, your mind. But later they get married, and then it's also Parakya. But Vijay, Prabhu, in due course, I will ask many questions one after another. I want to understand all the topics of Ujjwala Nilamani and the secrets in which they presented. First, I wish to learn about the Nayaka heroes. There are four types of Nayaka, namely Anukul, Dakshin, Sata, and Drishta. Please describe Anukul, favorable Nayakas. So Nayaka means hero. There's hero and and there's hero and heroine. Nayaka is heroine. That's the gopis, and Nayaka is Krishna. So now he says there's four types of Nayakas, four types of heroes. Now he's discussing a book called Ujjwala Nilamani, and as I explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in the Western Division, the fifth wave, it describes the components, the bhavas, the five bhavas that make Madhurya Ras, the different emotional components, Anubhav, Safika Bhav, Devachari Bhav, Stai Bhav, and Dibhav. So there's different, this is a technical science. But it's very briefly summarized in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and he writes a whole treatise on that. And now that treatise is going to be summarized very ingeniously in this dialogue that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote. Because we just finished a summary, basically, of the Nectar of Devotion in the dialogue. And now, I guess, the book will finish with a summary of Ujjvala Nilamani. So there's four types of heroes. So the Anukul Nayaka is he who gives up the desire for other attractive maidens because of extreme attachment to only one Nayaka. The Bhava of Sri Ramachandraji towards Sri Sita Devi and Sri Krishna towards Srimati Radhikaji is that of Anukul Nayaka. So one type of hero is called Anukul Nayaka. It means they give up attraction to everybody else and then they put that attraction onto one woman. So that was Ramachandra and Sita and Krishna. Okay. I want to know the identity of the various bhavas, such as Anukul. I want to know the variety of the various bhavas, such as Anukul, of the four types of Nayaka, such as Dhirodatta. Kindly describe the symptoms of Dhirodatta Anukul Nayaka. So there's four types of Nayakas. Nayaka, these are heroes, Krishna's the heroes, and each of those four types have four subtypes which we described before called Dhirodatta, Dhirodatta, Dhiraprashant, and Dhiralita. So he says now, the Dhirodatta Anukul Nayaka is, so this is means he's attached to one woman, and his personality is Dhiradatta. It's grave, humble, forgiving, compassionate, resolute, steadfast in his vows, free from vanity, modest, and extremely munificent. This is Krishna. This is an aspect of the attraction of Krishna. Still, he renounces all those qualities for the sake of his Nayaki and goes to meet with her in secret. So it means he has all these qualities, but he renounces them all just to run off with Radha. Vijay, please tell me the symptoms of Dhiralalita Anukul Nayaka. So remember, there's four categories of Nayaka and four subcategories. So Anukul means you give up everything for one. And there's one type, which we discussed, which is Dhiradatta, which has this kind of personality, humble, forgiving, compassion. Now here's another one. The Dhiralalita Nayaka is by nature a connoisseur of rasa, ever youthful, expert in joking, and free from anxiety. The Dhiralalita Anukul Nayaka has all these, combined with the symptom of enjoying uninterrupted pleasure. So that's Dhiralalita means more Krishna is like a playboy. And the other one is more like kind of like humble. He's humble, he's forgiving, he's compassionate, steadfast, that type of personality. Krishna can be all different types of heroes, even if they're apparently, even if they're apparently contradictory. Please explain the Dhirashanta Anukul Nayaka. Dhirashanta means Krishna also has the, like there's the romantic hero, then there's Dhiradatta, that's the Muhammad Ali envious type hero, you know, the boisterous one. And here is, and then there's Dhiradatta, that's the kind of humble one. Here's the Dhirashanta, which means like the statesman. The Dhirashanta Anukul Nayaka is naturally serene and tolerant, wise and considerate. Kindly explain the symptoms of the Dhiradatta Anukul Nayaka. Goswami, when the Nayaka who is envious, proud, deceitful, easily angered, and boastful is favorable, he is called Dhiradatta Anukul Nayaka. Wow. Dira Dutta Anukul Nayaka. So you see, what he's saying is, this one category is, it's the type that's attached to just one, gives up every other maiden just for one. And he can be either the envious proud hero, the statesman hero, the romantic hero, the humble hero. And Krishna somehow can be them all. Now, what is the Dakshin Nayaka? So there's Anukul, now there's Dakshin. The word Dakshin means simple and honest. A Dakshin Nayaka is one who does not give up respect or in submissive love for his previous beloved, even when he gives his heart to another Nayaka. One who is equally disposed towards many heroines is called Dakshin Nayaka. What are the symptoms of Shata Nayaka? Goswami, a Shata Nayaka is endearing in the presence of his beloved, but he secretly commits grave offenses by acting in an unloving manner behind her back. And what are the characteristics of fear of the Drishtanayaka? A Drishtanayaka is completely fearless and expert at lying, even though everyone can clearly see the signs of him having enjoyed the company of another beloved. Now, I have to say, we're getting into subject matter that doesn't really have kind of a logical or intellectual component. It's a question of realization. So I'm going to continue today and then look forward to what, you know, we can study and see what's coming up and seeing how relevant it is. Prabhu, Vijay says, how many different types of Nayaka are there? So there were four. And Goswami, as far as, you know, how many different types of Nayakas, not different types, and how many types, how many Nayakas are there? Goswami, as far as we're concerned, Krishna is the only Nayaka. He's the only hero. There is no one besides him. That one Krishna is Purna, perfect in Dwarka, Purnatara, more perfect in Mathura, and Purnatama, most perfect in Vraj. He is both Pati, husband, and Upapati, Paramo, in all of these three places. Thus, he is six types of Nayaka. Furthermore, because of the four categories, beginning with Dhiradatta, he embodies 24 Nayakas, 6 times 4. And then again, these types are divided into Anukul, Dakshin, Sat, and Drishta. So there are 96 types of Nayaka. Now you should know there are 24 types of Nayaka in Swakya Ras, 24 types of Nayaka in Parakya Ras. In Vrajalila, Swayakya Ras is a contracted bhav, and Parakya Ras predominant. Thus, the 24 types of Nayaka and Parakya Ras are eternally and splendidly manifest in Sri Krishna and Vraj. He is perceived as whatever type of Nayaka is necessary to perform any particular part in any aspect of Leela. So there's these 96 different types of features, personalities of a hero, and Krishna, according to the pastime, manifest one of these 96. Vijay Prabhu, I have realized the various qualities of Nayaka and Nayaka. Now I want to know how many types of assistants Sahanayaka the Nayaka has. We're just going to read a little bit more today. I also have such a big day tomorrow with my Bhakti Immersion Retreat. The Nayaka has 5 types of assistants, namely Cheta, Vitta, Vidushika, Pitamarda, and Priyanarmasakhi. They're all expert in using joking words. They are always intensely devoted to Krishna with anurag, deep love. They know how to behave according to the occasion and circumstance. They are expert. They are adept in the art of pleasing the gopis when they become angry, as well as giving confidential advice. All five types of assistants have these qualities. So there's five types of assistants. They all have these qualities. They're expert in joking. They're Krishna's friends, basically. They're his assistants, but they're friends. So they're intensely devoted to Krishna. They know how to behave according to the circumstance. They're expert. They're adept in how to pacify the gopis. When the gopis become angry, and they give confidential advice. What are the attributes of the chaita assistant? They're expert in discovering everything. They perform secret tasks. And their disposition is somewhat bold and arrogant. In Gokula, chakras such as Bangura and Bringara perform the activities of Krishna's chaita. And these are his friends, that they're very intelligent and they're bold. This is kind of like a detective, you know, hero. They solve puzzles, they find out, they can do things. But all it's showing is the spiritual world is so rich in personalities and bhavas, and who are called the Vitta. Krishna's Vitta, such as Kadara and Bharati Banda, are extremely talented in activities such as dressing and decorating Krishna. They are cunning, skilled in conversation, and expert in manipulating them. Another type of friend. And who are the Vidushikas? The Vidushikas are fond of eating and quarreling. They're expert at making others laugh with their comical gestures, words, and dress. Madhu Mangal and Gopis such as Vasant are prominent among Krishna's Vidushikas. We'll just finish these. Who is in the category of Pitamarda? Tridam is Krishna's Pitamarda. Though his quality is just like that of a Nayaka, he conducts all his activities according to the activities, to the order of the Nayaka. And what are the symptoms of the Priyanama Sukha? Goswami, they are privy to extremely confidential secrets and have taken shelter of the bhavas of the Sakis, the gopis. Subal and Arjuna are prominent among Krishna's Priyanama Sakis. Thus, they are the best of Krishna's friends among these five. Chaita, Vitta, Vidushika, Prithamara, Priyanama. The Chaitas are Dasyaras, the Prithamaras are in Viraras, and the rest are in Sakyaras. The Chaitas are servants, and the other four are Sakyaras. So we'll go over that previous time, but the assistants are in different relationships with Krishna. Okay, 1 second. That's enough to digest today. 1 second here. Anybody have any questions? Or would like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Gail, I thought you can't possibly have questions, but go ahead.
Yeah, I got a couple, actually. Okay. Let's see. One is, I got to move from where I am because I'm dealing with echo. Earlier in the lecture you were saying that there is no in the spiritual world there's only the conception.
Not everything. Not only the conceptions of the demons and the conceptions of the gopis are married to others. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
And so in on earth the husbands take form.
Right.
So I was just wondering why that difference is there. Why they can't, either both be just conception.
I have no idea. This is just absolutely behind. This is the way Krishna does things. I could speculate why he does it that way, but I wouldn't. I don't have any shastric reference why he has conceptions and why here he has it this way. I don't know.
Okay, and then I just want to see if I understood this right, that there's only one hero, but the one hero, which is Krishna, obviously, he takes 96 different, the 96 different aspects to his
heroism. Yeah, according to the
pastime. And you remember you were saying that there's four types of hero, right? And then there's four subtypes of those four types, right?
There's all kinds of, there's four main types and four subtypes of it. And then...
But do those all have to do with the 96?
Yeah.
Or some... Oh, all right.
You know, because look, both, there's a husband. Krishna is, because it happens in Dwarka, it happens in Vrindavan, it happens in Mathura, and then Krishna's a husband and he's a paramour. So he's six types in those things, and so there's six types. But then because he is, Dhiradatta. And then there's four. And then because he's Dakshin, then there's five. So he said altogether, I forgot how many. It was 96. I don't know where I got 96 from, but there's many types.
Yeah.
Okay?
Anyway, just one last thing is this, the Priyanama Sakis, are they Krishna's, is the translation just Krishna's most intimate friends?
No, I'm going to be joking, and joking means intimate. They're the friends that can assist in the conjugal lila.
No,
they
have said, what means joking? I didn't hear.
Narma.
Oh, Priya Narma Saki.
Yeah.
So Narma means joking.
Right.
And so what kind of friends are these, Priya Narma Sakis?
They're so intimate that when Krishna has conjugal pastime, usually friends are not there.
Mm-hmm.
These friends are so confidential that they can actually assist Krishna.
So why is this joking part in there?
Joking, when you're very close and intimate, you can joke.
Okay.
Narma is like not telling jokes, but bantering about with your friends very intimately, teasing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else like to say hello before we end for today?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, go to Gopinath Das here.
Gina.
Hey, Greg.
Come say hello.
Thank you. Who else? Who else is there?
Hello, Maharaj.
Anybody else? Who's that?
Gina.
Who is it?
I don't have any question. I just want to say hello, Maharaj. It's Gina.
Oh, Gina, Hare Krishna. Thank you
Hare
for coming
Krishna.
On so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, we're together, Maharaj.
I got it. Okay. Gina's going to be going soon back to her.
Yes.
Are you going back to Colombia?
Yeah, I'm going back to Mexico City for a few weeks and then to Colombia after that.
When are you going to be in Colombia?
I think the first week of September, Maharaj, I'm going to be there in Bogota.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be in, Kali until the 7th. Anyway, Gina, very nice. I hope that we meet again soon, okay? Thank you so much.
Yes,
Hare Krishna.
I hope so. Hare Krishna.
Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, we'll end for today because I got to go.